first stop, where you can see on your left the Sonnino Castle. As with many castles in this area, the tower is the oldest. It was built around 1200. The rest of the castle dates from around 1600. Throughout the ages, the castle has been in the hand of various families. Also, the church used to have a part of the castle. Actually, a funny anecdote, at least now it is funny for those who lived through it, it wasn't that funny at all, was that a wealthy family was very keen to buy the castle, and they bought it, not knowing that there was still a priest living in part of the castle. And this priest was not going anywhere because he claimed the church owned part of the castle. A very long dispute followed, but in the end, the church sold its part of the castle as well. The castle is called the Sonnino Castle because in the 18th century, the Sonnino family bought it. Their son, Sidney Sonnino, became a very important political figure in Italy. He was the Prime Minister of Italy twice for brief periods, and during the First World War, several important leaders visited the castle to sign all kinds of treaties and discuss in private. Right now, the castle is still owned by the same family, and they are living there. The castle is producing Chianti wine and an excellent Vin Santo. Vin Santo is a semi-sweet dessert wine. Its name translates as Wine of the Saints. There are various theories about the origin of its name, based on some odd form of miscommunication. However, most likely its name derives from the fact that it was always used during Mass. Vin Santo is a typical Tuscan product, but not many wine estates are still making it the old way. When it is made in the old way, it is made really slowly and it tastes more or less like sherry. It is not very, very sweet. The original way to make Vin Santo is that you harvest specific type of grapes that are then dried on wooden racks in a very airy room. After several months, when the sugar content is very high in these grapes, they are pressed and the juice is put in wooden barrels. These are very tightly sealed and the wine remains in there until after several years it is ready. That sounds easy enough, but hardly anybody is still following this method. If you have time after your bike ride, you can stop at the castle and have a bite, a light lunch, or taste their wines and visit the cellars and part of the castle. Now you can continue the road through the vineyards, but take care because after a few hundred meters, the road goes down fairly steeply. Once you arrive in the valley, you go right to cross the bridge, and after that you go left until a roundabout. Take the first exit, meaning turn right, and then prepare the bikes to go uphill because after about 50 meters you turn right again and this is a road going up the hill. Keep going until a T-junction, this is also the highest point, this is where the second stop is.